1891 is often seen as a turning point in the development of Irish nationalism and unionism and so on. And so why was this? The most obvious event, of course, was the Parnell split, which saw the Home Rule Party divide into two following Parnell's exposure in the divorce courts as an adulterer and Gladstone's admission that he could not continue to support the Home Rule Party whilst Parnell remained leader of the party. And that provokes a huge crisis at the end of 1890 in the Home Rule Party. On the one hand, there are those that say we shouldn't be dictated to by British Prime Minister. It's up to the Irish who their leader is. And on the other hand, there are those that say the alliance with the Liberal Party is absolutely essential to the progress of Home Rule, and we just on this one have to bow to Gladstone's will. Now that's partly what's going on, but of course also what's going on is a moral reaction in Ireland to Parnell's personal behaviour. And Parnell's personal behaviour is the stuff of his biographies, and you can look that up. But the effect of it in Ireland is to see the Catholic Church, or at least large parts of the Catholic Church, turn against Parnell very publicly, and they back the calls for Parnell's retirement, or at least temporary retirement. So at the end of 1890, the party splits, and we can describe the split in a couple of ways. Firstly, the Parnellites were more likely to be urban, and the anti-Parnellites were more likely to be rural. The Parnellites were more likely to be on the kind of radical or advanced wing of the party, more attracted to more separatist thinking, but nonetheless home rulers, whereas the anti-Parnellites tended in a sense to be more, if you like, conventionally home rule. Certainly where the influence of the priests was concerned, that tended to be opposed to revolution for various reasons. So the party divides along these sort of urban, rural, constitutional advanced lines, with church, broadly speaking, taking the anti-Parnellite view. And of course, you know, Ireland is a predominantly rural country, and the anti-Parnellites were greatly in the majority. And this seemed to be confirmed over the course of 1890 to 91, when the three by-elections fought in Ireland were all won by anti-Parnellites. It is interesting, though, to think about what would have happened if one of those by-elections had been in a big city rather than a rural constituency. There it's quite possible that Parnell would have won. So, okay, so there's the Parnell split in 1891. That makes 1891 an important turning point in terms of it seeming to weaken the Home Rule movement. The other reason why so much emphasis has been placed on 1891 is because the Irish poet W.B. Yeats, who was enormously influential, argued that 1891 and the split saw the most energetic nationalists in Ireland turn away from politics. They became disillusioned with politics, and they turned, in his view, towards culture. And we see in the 1890s what historians think about as the cultural, you know, revival, when the emphasis becomes placed on what constitutes Irishness, what was it to be Irish, and the intense discussions develop out about what constituted Irishness. And this manifested itself in various kinds of organisation, which I'm going to talk about in a moment, but seemed to take the emphasis or the focus away from politics. However, I think we need to problematise the notion that 1891 is quite such an important dividing moment. First of all, the most popular cultural nationalist organisation was in fact formed in 1884, and that was the Gaelic Athletic Association, which is still going today and is still a very, very important part of Irish life. And the GAA was established in 1884 and in some ways was a part of the Home Rule movement. Yes, it contained radical elements like Fenians, but it wasn't opposed to Home Rule, and many of its members would have been supporters of the Home Rule Party. So again, there's some ambiguity there about whether cultural nationalism is necessarily separatist, but there's also what that highlights is that one of the most important revivalist organisations actually long predates 1891. So that brings into question Yeats's view that it's only after the split that people become very interested in culture. Another set of organisations which emerge around during the 1880s are the Young Ireland Societies, and they were reviving old Young Ireland ideas from the 1840s. And again, they're cultural nationalist organisations with, under to some extent, the influence of Fenianism, and again, they predated the Parnell split and arose out of the excitement of the Home Rule campaign. So, those are two things.